Last spring, Steve Kitchen had had enough. For 10 years, since an auto accident left him a quadriplegic, he'd been driving a minivan modified with hand controls for the gas and brake. At the time, it was the only type of vehicle available for disabled drivers. But Kitchen wanted a four-wheel drive pickup truck.
A minivan is kind of the family truckster type of thing, and I didn't want to be the soccer mom type. I never really considered myself that, so kind of demasculating just a little bit, you know, when you're going from a truck to a van.
No one was making what he wanted, so Kitchen, a former advertising executive, decided to do it himself. With the help of a few friends, Kitchen designed a lift that could handle his 680-kilo wheelchair and fit completely inside his new red GMC Sierra. They also welded the door to the elevator-like lift so that it could slide open like a drawer, using the same amount of room as a regular vehicle. That meant he didn't need to park in an extra-wide disabled space.
It's pretty simple. Basically, I just push a button, and the truck starts. And then I push another button, and the door would come up or down, depending on, you know, where it's at. It just raises up. I back in there onto the ramp. It lifts me up.
Kitchen thought he had something other disabled drivers would want, so he started a company. He called it Gosichi, which is Japanese for 5 and 7, nostalgic numbers from his days as an athlete. Word of his modification spread quickly, and orders began pouring in even before he had a factory to produce them. Little did Kitchen know, the downturn in the economy was about to boost Gosichi to the next level.
When they announced that Saturn may be on the chopping block to save GM, I mean, it was a dagger in my heart.
Tom Kelly is president of Kelly Automotive Group, which owns several car dealerships in Fort Wayne, including the now-closed Saturn dealership. When he heard about Steve Kitchen's ambitious new company, he offered his empty building for its factory.
My dad's favorite line was he never did anything on his own, that everything that ever happened to him that was significant was because someone else had lent him a helping hand. So I just sort of thought, I said, you know, my dad would be all over this. And I said, Steve, go start using the building. We'll figure it out.
Gosichi began production in January. It's not only filling a void for disabled drivers, it's creating new jobs. Kitchen says it currently has 17 workers, but eventually he plans to employ 200 people.
This is it in a nutshell. Basically, we have the different stations around. The trucks stay where they're at versus a regular assembly line where they're constantly moving. We rotate workers instead.
By using worker rotation, Kitchen cuts down on expensive assembly line equipment, which keeps the cost of his conversion similar to that of a minivan. At this station over here, sparks are flying as a welder constructs part of a lift. While if we walk over here, to this other station, two men are modifying a door. Kirk McKenzie, who was laid off from a forklift factory, says his new job with Gosichi is a better fit.
It makes you feel good at the end of the day.
There are 10,000 new spinal cord injuries in the United States annually. Most are young men under the age of 26. Although thousands of minivans are converted for use by disabled drivers each year, most young men, disabled or not, would rather be driving anything but a minivan. Gosichi is converting 30 trucks a month. Kitchen hopes to double that number by the end of the year. The company is already creating a ripple effect in the local economy. His suppliers say their businesses are starting to pick up. Kelly's truck dealership is selling more vehicles to Gosichi to be converted, and an RV manufacturer down the road is asking for help building modified campers.
We're really looking forward to where all this can take us.
Steve Kitchen has plenty of other ideas for disabled drivers. After his success with pickup trucks, he hopes to move on to the big rigs, modifying semi-tractor trailers to give disabled truckers a chance to go back to work. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fort Wayne, Indiana.